Hello and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. I'm your host, Landon, joined as always by Lucas. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that we got this audio figured out and, you know, we sound good again, everything's pretty good. Even though it took us how many hours?
God, I don't know. It's probably been a combined like 7 hours of us trying to get the audio situated, get the video situated, because I'm gonna be honest with you, Chief. I didn't put up that apology video last week. I was too lazy. Remember how I told you I didn't even unpack my
really?
Bag?
You didn't even know.
There's been no update there. Yeah, none of you guys have any idea of what's been going on for the past month. That's on me. I've taken a lot of L's this month. I rag on Lucas a lot for reasons why we miss the podcast or don't get certain things out.
You were sleepy.
Yeah. Okay.
Two weeks ago.
It was like a month ago at this point.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
I think we've gone, this will be like week five since the last one. I don't even know, man. Like I said, I'm taking the L on this one. This is my fault. It's not 100%, but I'd say we're around the 75-80% range. And Lucas really isn't at any fault here, you know? So, like I said, yeah. I'll admit it. I'll fully admit I'm in the wrong here. Because, yeah, that first week we were supposed to be back. Because, you know, we already took a 2-week break because of I was in Detroit. Right.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that's the original reason we had a week. And then, you know, launch of Resync, or, you know, where we got this bonus episode of Resync. And also, because I think this is the first time we can officially talk about it on the podcast. We have a new podcast now.
Arkham Radio. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of teased it for long ass time.
Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't get the teases, it kind of makes sense. They're in the background, but we name dropped it a lot. It was fun.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had all these teases going on. We talked about this a little bit in episode 0 of that podcast. But yeah, we have another one now, Arkham Radio, a Batman Arkham podcast. So it's like a spinoff slash sister podcast to this one, where obviously instead of Assassin's Creed, we're playing Batman Arkham. So we actually played Batman Arkham technically, Batman Arkham Asylum, we played the start of that. What, 2 weeks ago now? Something like that. We've had all these issues since.
I mean, we've been trying to do it, but you know.
Yeah. So, you know, we had the studio set up. Everything went pretty well. We had a couple snags that first week, but you know, we got the episode done like much higher quality than the last time. And we just wanted to try to tweak a few things, right? So we came back. First off, I delayed it by a week because I was like, I'm so fucking tired. I don't have the energy for this right now. Like, I'm sorry. It's not happening. So that was on me. Yeah. I took the L that time. We come back a week later.
We wanted to get the camera. We wanted to get a better camera set up.
Yeah, we got the DSLR camera set up. And
my camera's pretty old, but like it would still look better than a webcam, which is what we're using right now. But it still looks pretty good, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's still a good picture, but it could be even better, you know? Because again,
it could have been.
Yeah. One of the things we really wanted to focus on going into season 3 was trying to add more to our production value. We wanted to create a more quality, you know, content because, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but I think we got a good idea here. You know, it's why we do it. Like, yeah. I think this is a cool, you know, a good idea for a podcast and just a fun way to play games as a, you know, not like super free time having adult. And so we wanted to add more quality. We wanted to add more to our production value so that, you know, people could feel like, not necessarily like, oh, we're legit, but, you know, we wanted to try to create something that we were proud of. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so constantly trying to innovate, improve, you know, add to the setup. So we tried hooking up a DSLR camera.
Yeah, to make, you know, make good stuff.
Man, that was a whole can of worms.
Yeah, we downloaded the wrong software, which is kind of my fault there. So that's where I'll take some of the blame is.
It wasn't the wrong software. It's just that it was hidden behind 7 walls of bullshit.
Well, remember, it wasn't even that software, though. It ended up being like the webcam utility.
Well, didn't we need that software on top of it?
Oh, I think you're right.
I think we still needed that software.
Yeah, we still needed that software, for it to be able to.
But then we had to download a whole nother software, which, because of this being like, it's not like an ancient camera. It's a little older,
like 2013.
But like, yeah, yeah. So like, it's getting up there. But 2013, the internet was still very much a thing, and you're telling me that it was a whole mess. We had to
and then we got blocked, and by at the end of the day, it was a paywall set up by Canon because we couldn't stream 1080p60.
Yeah,
without paying. They're like, you want to do 1080p60 on this 10-year-old camera? Give us money. I said, fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's where we drew the line. So we still got the Logitech Brio. Shout out to that little train that could.
I like it.
Yeah. So honestly, I think our video quality is, not too shabby. And I mean, the delicious studio we have is definitely excellent. And again, we've gotten these mic arms to increase our stuff. Lucas got a shock mount and whatever fuck you call this little guy.
It's a little pop. It's more of a windscreen. It just kind of came with the pop filter I got, which I'll eventually put on here at some point. I just got to figure out how to like rig it up because it's kind of annoying. It doesn't fit on this arm.
Right. But, we've made some improvements. I still need to get a shock arm for myself, honestly. But
yeah, especially with this.
Don't point it out.
I know. It's a bonus episode. It's all right.
But anyway, the story's still not finished, right? So we get all that set up, and then we get in, we run our test, we record the first, this episode, actually.
Yeah.
And then we're like...
The whole thing, you recorded it.
Yeah, just record the whole thing. And then we go back and realize, as we're testing for Arkham Radio... that there's this echo.
Yeah, and it was like a really bad echo, like crazy loud.
Crazy echo. And so we spent like 2 hours trying to figure out the audio and figure out how to get it right. We couldn't figure it out. I was like, the whole time we're just like, fuck it. No, I'm done. Well, they literally just rage quit. And it was already frustrated,
and then we just said, as they say, call it. We're like, we're over it. We don't need to do this anymore.
Yep, we'll try again next week. And then we came in today and spent another like 2 hours trying to dial this audio in.
Just dialed in. Yeah. We were changing settings, doing all this stuff to try and figure out where this echo was. And to be honest, when we figured out what the problem was, I'm amazed that we got it as good as it sounded.
Honestly. Because what turned out to be the problem all along was that my microphone in Streamlabs, which I used to record, was set to the default mic and not my actual mic. So we were just doing a completely different microphone the whole time.
Yeah, and it was somehow coming in with like both of our inputs through that one mic. He'd mute his microphone and it would still come through. And that's when we have eventually figured it out. We're like, oh, shit.
So we still had to tweak it a little bit. So it's not like it was like complete, like that was the only thing. Like we still eventually, had to do some stuff because honestly, the biggest challenge with two mics is, Lucas has a very soft, sexy voice and, I'm a big boomer. You know what I mean? And so, it's a little difficult. There is some tweaking that has to do there now that we've got two mics instead of the one that we used for the podcast, in the first couple seasons, but we got it. We're here now. And it was a very long-winded explanation, but a lot happened,
Yeah, a lot happened. It's been a month almost.
So we've been trying, Like, it's not like we just abandoned the podcast. I think it's because we launched on Arkham Radio. We were really bad in the first season of Resync. Maybe it's not us. Maybe we're just cursed.
Maybe we are just cursed.
Like, what happens if we launch a third podcast? We're going to go through the same thing.
I don't know if we have time for a third podcast, but...
Coming next month. But anyway. We're here now. Hi, guys. How's it going? Assassin's Creed Ascendants. First time I've mentioned it 10 minutes in.
Yeah, that's what this whole episode's about, by the way, guys.
Well, to be fair, last week when we recorded this episode, it was like 9 minutes long. So we've already surpassed the runtime of the last episode. It was bad. A lot of it was we were just so frustrated by how long it took to get us set up that we were, rushing for time, like trying to get it finished.
And then we had like an actual episode to record after for Arkham Radio.
Exactly. Like, so, and to be fair, there's not a whole lot to talk about here with Assassin's Creed Ascendants. Lucas, I remember your thoughts from last time, but reiterate for the group, please.
All right. So basically, the animation was like shitty enough for me to not enjoy it as much as I probably could have if it was animated just a little better. Because I did kind of like what I saw, and like what they were doing was kind of cool. Like, because they were setting up like kind of the dude who we're gonna be probably seeing a lot of here soon.
Right. I think I like the overall aesthetic of it. I like the different. I like they're trying new things.
I couldn't handle when they like the oil, like when they tried talking with mm-hmm. like the oil painting and stuff. It looked like Beverly Hills Chihuahua, like the fucking like the way the dog's mouths move when they talk. That's what it reminded me of.
Okay, fair. Well, if you let me finish.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you're good. I agree, because I say all that like I respect the art direction, I guess. But at the end of the day, this feels like a very rushed, like, get a team together. Hey, the game comes out in a month, you know, in a couple weeks here, we want to, you know, push something out here. Like this feels like a jam sesh, or, you know, something that was completed in not a whole lot of time. Not to say, like, I think the overall quality of it's fine, like in terms of like, you know, like I'm not saying like it's complete trash, but there's definitely like a lot of holes, and it's pretty short and doesn't say a whole lot, you know. This like feels like just a one step up an opening cutscene, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I think I've seen plenty of better cutscenes, so not to say that, you know, it's of that same caliber, but like, you know, this is the type of shit you see in like a loading screen.
Yeah, like, you know, like when they're like cutting through, like, hey, here's some fun tips and like here's a fun little background thingy.
Like, I'm thinking of like some of like The Witcher. Like cutscenes, oh, yeah, they have, yeah, like, yeah. Where they do that little like comic strip.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like I said, like style wise, it reminds me of that. It does feel like this was a rush decision, something they needed to throw out because, you know, hey, we need to get some marketing buzz for this game. You know, here you go. Which, because the plot of it is, you know, Ezio sits down with an old friend, an older, wiser Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, he's old now.
He is old. But then again, so is Ezio. Because what? Ezio's like 45 by the end of two? Yeah,
by the end of two, he's getting up there. Brotherhood, he's pretty old.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact timeline of Brotherhood, like when it picks up, how soon after the last one.
I think it was like a year after, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a little time jump, but nothing too extreme. I don't think it's like 10 years or anything like that. But obviously, he can't be too old because he ages again for Revelations.
Yeah, he ages a lot, though.
Right. I mean, he's like, what, late 50s, early 60s in Revelations?
I thought he was in his 60s, but I could be wrong.
No, that feels right. But I mean, you know, how long does Brotherhood take place? I do think Brotherhood is a much more condensed. It's not like two, where it's like it takes place over, like, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it,
Brotherhood.
It takes place over, like, the timeline is way more definitive and Brotherhood.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? Fair. But, you know, we got some older, wiser protagonists talking because Leonardo is informing Ezio of this new threat, this other family member of the Borgia, Cesare. And he's kind of a not great guy.
yeah, he's kind of a shit person.
Yeah, stabbed his brother in the back so that he could gain more power. You know, he's being introduced as this very ruthless foe that Ezio may or may not have to encounter and is, you know, coming at odds with.
Yeah,
and so
he doesn't fuck around.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Right. So this short film is meant to be a bridge between Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Another odd choice is that it takes place during the events of Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because it provides extra context. Like, this, it includes stuff that we don't get in the game. But, like, if it's bridging the events from 2 to Brotherhood, because I know Brotherhood, it kind of, like, launches a little bit into it and it kind of jumps around the timeline. So I understand it. But, like, why not give us a more straightforward, like why, I don't know. Maybe it's because it had to tie in, like, they'd already come up with, like, the game storyline already, and it wouldn't make sense for him to be, like for them to be talking about Caesar because he is kind of in the terms of how the game plays out, you know, he's a bit of a surprise person or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's supposed to bridge to in Brotherhood, yet it's set after some of the events of Brotherhood, which we're not going to get into just yet. But, you know, Ezio's very upset and wants to get after him. I wonder what that's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of mediocre.
It's very mediocre.
I'm going to give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
Honestly, I'm chilling at like a 3.5. Maybe a 4. Like I said, the animation really took me out. And like, it was, I guess it introduced the character, but like you said, it was weird. It took place during the events. Like, it didn't really like, it didn't feel like it added anything too major. Like, it was just this, hey, here's this guy. Here's a little bit about him.
Fair. Like,
here's a really shitty art medium for it.
Yeah. But I'm honestly trying to think of anything else. Like I said, the episode was very short last week.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the thing itself was only 8 minutes long.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty.
So that's also why short. We kind of justified the length, because, you know, we're supposed to talk about it for what, like double the length of the actual thing. Also got to adjust my seat because my dumbass just like plopped it all the way down and now I feel like a dwarf. But yeah, so I'm going to do that real quick. I'm going to mute my mic. We got these things way too dialed in for this not to fuck everything up.
Yeah, it's going to sound really loud.
Don't hit the green screen.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
God, he's messing all sorts of shit up right now.
Listen, it's been a long day. But anyway, we're back. We're officially dialed in. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, guys. But we appreciate you. Like I said, go check out Arkham Radio if you haven't already.
Especially if you're a Batman fan. If you're a Batman fan, you haven't played the Batman games, then like it's a no-brainer. Like, what are you doing? Go.
Or if you just, you know, want to re-experience Batman Arkham. Absolutely. You know, it's been a while.
I'm re-experiencing it for like the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
Fourth time.
Yeah. So it's a really fun time. And as far as Resync goes, next week is the start of season 3 officially.
Yeah. We get to play some Brotherhood. We get to play the whole first sequence.
It's very exciting.
I'm super excited.
So yeah, lots of really awesome stuff in store. I'm very excited. I hope you guys are too. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is literally, like I said, it's right up there with 2.
Like, yeah, it goes 2 Brotherhood, basically. Like,
yep. And then Black Flag.
I'm not going to agree with you there. I don't know if I ever will. We'll see what happens when we go back to when we actually play it again. I'm genuinely curious to see what I feel about it, especially now that I know more about, like, because back when I was playing, I was like 15 years old. Like, I didn't know shit about, like, managing my resources, like what I needed to do to kind of like upgrade stuff and like how to go about doing that. Like, I didn't really pay attention to that shit. I just wanted to kill shit with like my assassin blades. But like, now I know how to play games, so like, we'll see.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have a spectacular time and you're gonna eat crow. But
look, here's the thing. I remember playing it and I remember having a really great experience with it. Like, I enjoyed it a lot. It was just until I got locked by the boat. And then I was annoyed. I was like, I shouldn't be locked by this fucking boat. Why am I locked by a boat?
It's okay. Listen, Lucas, he honestly subconsciously just can't comprehend that he's bad at games or was bad at games. No. Let's be realistic here. Was bad at games.
Okay,
and so
it.
Now
I was 14 once. So like,
yeah, exactly. So anyway, we appreciate you guys. Next week, we've got sequence 1. Of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and we're very excited to bring that to you guys. We're excited to be back. Hopefully our issues are in the past and we can provide you guys with consistent episodes again, because we were doing really good there for a while.
Yeah, we were.
And now we're just kind of in a rut. So hopefully we're, you know, charging through. Apologies for the service interruption.
And, yes.
And we appreciate you. Lucas, yeah. You got anything more to say before we head on out?
Just thanks for watching, guys.
Yep. Thanks for watching, listening, however you consume our content.
Oh, yeah, listening. That's another thing.
We appreciate you. And remember, nothing is true.
Everything is permitted.
See you next time.